and we're going to the Capitol.
On January 6, 2021, President Donald Trump did not accompany his supporters to the Capitol to disrupt the certification of his election loss, but he wanted to.
Thank you very much.
According to Cassidy Hutchinson, the first former Trump White House employee to testify publicly, Trump finished his Stop the Steal speech, boarded his limousine, and was surprised to learn from his security chief, Bobby Engel, that their destination was the White House.
The president said something to the effect of, "I'm the effing president, take me up to the Capitol now." To which Bobby responded, "Sir, we have to go back to the West Wing." The president reached up towards the front of the vehicle to grab at the steering wheel. Mr. Trump then used his free hand to lunge towards Bobby Engel. And when Mr. Renato had recounted this story to me, he had motioned towards his clavicles.
Hutchinson did not see the episode herself, but said she heard it from Tony Ornato, the former White House chief of operations, and with Engel present. The anecdote was the most startling of many shared by the former White House aide at Tuesday's hearing, one that was urgently announced after the committee said it received new evidence.
White male, about 6 feet tall.
Police audio from January 6 revealed guns had been spotted among the crowd gathered near Trump's rally. Hutchinson said backstage she heard Trump say the event should not have had metal detectors.
I overheard the president say something to the effect of, you know, I don't effing care that they have weapons. They're not here to hurt me.
The ensuing violence contributed to the deaths of at least 7 people and injured 150 police officers. Hutchinson said she watched the riot unfold from the White House just doors down from Trump. She recounted this conversation between her boss, Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, and the White House's top lawyer.
I remember Pat saying something to the effect of, "Mark, we need to do something more. They're literally calling for the vice president to be effing hung." And Mark had responded something to the effect of, "You heard him, Pat. He thinks Mike deserves it. He doesn't think they're doing anything wrong."
The he was Trump, according to Hutchinson's testimony. She said Trump was reluctant when he called off the rioters more than 3 hours into the violence.
"We have to have peace. So go home. We love you. You're very special."
Trump weighed in on Tuesday's hearing, saying he hardly knows Hutchinson and denied many of the accusations. Hutchinson also says Meadows and Trump's former personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, both sought presidential pardons. And she says many members of Trump's inner circle were concerned that the cabinet would use the 25th Amendment to remove Trump from office. Committee members say they've seen concerning signs of witness tampering, but plan at least 2 more of these hearings in July. Heidi Jo Castro, Al Jazeera, Washington.